I would like us to celebrate the woman of God even as she comes to give the word. If you want to just, by celebrating, you can clap, you can scream, you can do. We are an international church, so we receive international ministers. Get, man, I'm honored. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hi.
Hi.
How are you this morning? You look wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. I love you all. My name's Susan. Susan Wairimo. And I love Jesus. As my personal savior.
Amen.
So this morning, I'm very grateful because God has given me another chance to come and share a word of God together. So I'm very grateful. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to stand before the people of God and we share this morning the word of God. And I know surely God will minister to us through his word. Amen.
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 Whichever.
Okay. Before I enter to the word of the Lord, I want to say something because we are a family. Okay? Amen. Yeah, we belong to God and we are family of God. Sometimes we ask ourselves so many questions because we are in the world, but we are not of this world.
Amen.
That's why we are tempted. Sometimes we go through temptations, trials, and so many things like the people of the world. But I want you to understand this morning that you belong to God.
Amen.
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 Yeah, it doesn't matter what you are going through. It doesn't matter how it is this morning. But we have our Father. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we have a loving Father who is the creator of heaven and earth. He is our Father.
Amen.
Yeah. And there is nothing will change him to be our Father, a loving Father. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever you are passing through, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Because our Father is there.
Amen.
Our Savior, Jesus Christ, is there with you.
Amen.
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 Yeah, even our helper and our friend, Holy Spirit is there always.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there is no day or night before our Father. He knows when we sleep. He knows when we wake up. He knows when we sit down. So he knows everything about you.
Amen.
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 Yes, and he knows you by your name.
Amen.
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 So God bless you so much. I want you to know that. Because sometimes we are Christians and we ask so many questions. Why am I like this? Why things are like this? And I belong to God. I'm a child of God. And sometimes you think that God is doing nothing in your problems, in your trials, in your temptation. But I want you to know this morning that always God is there for you.
Amen.
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 Yeah, always our Father is a loving Father. He's not like our fathers of this world. Okay? Amen. Yeah. Because even if we are away from his love, he just loves us.
Amen.
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 Yeah, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, he is there for you.
Amen.
He is there for me.
Amen.
Okay. And nothing will change him to not to be our Father. Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
I want us to read the Word of God. And today, God has put in me, when Pastor told me yesterday that I come and speak the Word of God, I go and pray, and Holy Spirit speak to me about to be grateful. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. In everything, say thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. In everything, say thank you. Amen. Even if things are not working good for you, say thank you.
Amen.
Yeah. Because there is a reward when you say thank you. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. So we are going to see the Word of God in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17. And I know we shall be blessed. Oh. 17 and verse 11. Pastor, please, can you read for us? 11, yeah. No, up to 15.
The Bible says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God.
Amen. Let's go to the book of Psalms. 103, verse 1 up to 5.
Psalms chapter number 103, the Bible says, Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle.
Amen. That is the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. So, in Luke, the Bible says, one day Jesus was passing through villages, through towns. He was preaching, and he go to one of the villages, and he was met by 10 men. They were having leprosy. And when they saw Jesus, they shout to him and said, Have mercy on us. Amen?
Amen?
Yeah. They knew that when Jesus will hear their cry, there is something will be done by him to them. And no man can do what Jesus can do for you. So they cried aloud. They didn't fear the people. They didn't fear the disciples, but they cried to Jesus and said, Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, King of Israel, have mercy on us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when Jesus, the Bible says, when Jesus heard their cry, he looked at them and he felt mercy. And he said, be healed. And they were cleansed from their leprosy. Because in that days, leprosy was a disease. When you have a leprosy, you could not stay with your people. You could not stay in the village or in the town. They were put outside. Because those times, the cities were surrounded by walls. So they were outside the walls. And if your family will have mercy, they will come and feed you. If they don't feed you, you will die there outside. But those 10 men, they knew that if they met Jesus, their case, hallelujah, amen, their case is going to be changed. Hallelujah. This morning, I want you to know this. Your case today will be changed. Amen. Because you are before the healer. Amen. You are before the changer. Amen. You are before the deliverer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You are before who died for you. So, those men, they shout and said, Jesus, have mercy on us. Because they were living outside. So they were cast. But Jesus, when he saw them, their case was over. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise. Like today, your case will be over today. Amen. It doesn't matter how it is. It doesn't matter how it looks like before men. Because King of Kings is here today. Amen. And if the King of Kings is here, everything will change. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Your case is before the judge of universe. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So those men, they shout, Jesus, have mercy on us. And praise Jesus. Because he's not like a man. Because man can say so many things and bring so many things. But Jesus say, be healed, be cleansed. And the Bible says, from that minute, their case was changed. Amen. They were cleansed, they were healed, they were whole. Amen. Hallelujah. But there was one thing. One man, he was not a Jew. He was a Samaria. But he came back. When they see that they have been healed, this man said, I cannot forget those years. I have been in pain. I have been in leprosy. Today, I am healed. Today, my case has changed. So I must go back and say thank you to the healer. Hallelujah. My dear friend, this morning, my loved brethren, I want you to know Jesus, when he do something to you, He wait to hear, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even if it is something small, because we can do nothing. There is nothing we can do on our own in this life. Okay? This man go alone. They were 10, but one returned and go to Jesus and say, thank you. And Jesus wondered, where are the other men, the 9 men? And Jesus asked him, where is the other 9? But this man said, I don't know. Do you know what Jesus said? Go and show yourself to the priests. Because priests, by that time, they were following rules. There was no grace in them. Hallelujah. So Jesus told him, go and show yourself to the priest. Because priests, they were not like Jesus those times. They were following laws. But there were no grace with them. So this man, when he was told, go and show yourself to the priest, then Jesus said, and be whole. Hallelujah. So remember this. When Jesus do something to you, and you return and say, thank you, Jesus, you must receive the whole of that thing. Hallelujah. Yeah. There is one part Jesus hold until you go back and say thank you. Yeah. There's something, if he done something to you, he cannot do it complete. But when you go back and say, Jesus, I thank you. My Father, I thank you because you have done this and this for me. Then it come complete. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I want you, brethren, to know there is nothing important before God than to say thank you. Yeah, remember to say thank you. Even if something is very retro. Hallelujah. Yeah, remember to say thank you. Because if you say thank you, it will be whole. Hallelujah. Yes, and David was a king of Israel. And he knew one thing, that there is nothing important before God than to say thank you. Hallelujah. And we read from the book of Psalms 103 that David wrote and said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Yeah, bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not. Hallelujah. Because our souls forget. When God done something to us, we just forgot. But God cannot forget that he has done something to you. So in return, he waits to hear from you. Are you going to say thank you? Yes. Hallelujah. So David was a king. But always he remembered to say thank you to God. Whatever God will do, even if it is very small, he always remember. And here in Psalms 103, pastor read for us, and we hear the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, because there is no other holy name like of our God. And bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Because all the benefits we have, all the benefits we enjoy for salvation, it comes from above. It comes from our God. Hallelujah. Who forgives all thy iniquity? Who heals all thy diseases? Hallelujah. Yeah. He is the God who forgives us all our iniquities. You know there is sin, there is transgression, and there is iniquity. Hallelujah. Yeah. He forgives us our sins. He continued to forgive us even our transgression. He continued to forgive us our iniquity. And you know, iniquity came even from your generations. But God forgive us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, because iniquity passed through generations. Yeah. Sin, transgression, then iniquity. Iniquity is that sin committed so many times. It passed through the DNA. Yes. So He forgives you even iniquity of your great parents. He is a wonderful God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, so this king was called David, said, forget not your God to say thank you, to be grateful, because he forgive you all your iniquity and he heals you all your diseases. Hallelujah. Yeah, diseases are not just the disease of your body, but we have so many diseases in the family, in your career, in everything. You can have, it can be like a disease, something which is disturbing your life or your family. It can be like a disease because it disturb your heart. Okay, but David said, forget not. Hallelujah. Forget not, because he heals all your diseases. All. There is no disease which God cannot heal. Hallelujah. So he continued to say, who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, that thy youth is renewed like the eagle? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, this is a wonderful God. He know how to feed us. He fed us. He filled our mouth with good things. Because of what? Because when he feed us with good things, it renew our youth. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning, God is going to feed us. God is going to feed us with good things. Because he wants us to be renewed. Our youth, he wants us to be renewed. Hallelujah. Yeah. I am 63, but now I will be renewed, and I go back to my 25th years. Hallelujah. Yes, because God has fed me. And you know the word of God is true. Yeah, if we believe the word of God, it itself is God. So if we believe, there is nothing impossible with our God. Hallelujah. So David said, he fed our mouth. He filled our mouth with the good things. So God knows we need good things, my friends. Yeah. Amen. He's our dad. He's our father. A loving one. And he know our mouth need to be fed with good things, so that our youth, we can be renewed through those good things. He has fed us. Hallelujah. So our God is not a human. He is God. He is our creator. He is our father. He is our loving father. Hallelujah. So today, God wants us to know this. He always waits for us and hear from us. What are we going to say? The week has ended. He has protected us. He has keep us. He bring me from Africa up to here. Did I say thank you? He was waiting to hear from me if I can say thank you, because there were so many people who were traveling. Even they were not going far like me, but they didn't reach to their destiny. So there is need for you every day, every morning. If you wake up, even if you don't know how to pray long prayers, hallelujah, God knows you, and he knows what capacity you have for prayers. So even if you say thank you because of the whole night, and another one pray for an hour, you are the same before God. Hallelujah. Yeah, because he is our father. We are his children. So remember always to say thank you. Remember always to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you for giving your life for me. Because he was not deserve, he didn't deserve to die because he was not a sinner. But he became a sinner because of our sins. Hallelujah. So, brethren, it is good for us to remember to say thank you. Every morning, remember to say thank you. Even if you have, I know this country, people are very busy. But you can say thank you even if you are moving. Hallelujah. Yes. You can say thank you even if you are moving. Even if you are taking your shower, you can say thank you, Lord. I thank you because of the whole night. Thank you for my family. Thank you for what you have done in my life. He cannot say, I cannot hear you because you are naked. You are taking your shower. Yeah. It is just the same as who is kneeling down. Yeah. So remember always. Remember always to say thank you. Always. Even if you are in a hurry. Even if you are so busy. Remember to say thank you, Lord. And you, when you say thank you, everything will come whole. Amen. Yeah. Even what you have not said, God will do it. Because you are grateful to him. Because you know there is nothing can happen in your life without him. So it is good for us, brethren, to know this. God is on our side. And God has a good plan for us. Every day, he knows what we need. Because he is our Father. Hallelujah. Yeah. As the father of this world, you know, the father of this world or a dad knows what the family need. And we are family of God. So he knows what we need, all of us. Yeah. And he's a caring God. He's a loving God. He's all we need. So remember always to say thank you. Even if you don't have another prayer, say thank you. Just say thank you. Thank you for the whole week. You have been with me. You have protected me. You have kept me. You have preserved me. I say thank you. And you are going to see different in your life. Hallelujah. Yeah. From the time I started thanking God for everything, I have seen change in my life. Yeah. I have seen so many things have changed in my life. Even if things are not working, working like what I can expect. And I say thank you. It come whole. Yeah. God come inside and do in his way, in his wisdom. So please, even if things are not working, know this. There is the way of God of making things to work in your life. Hallelujah. Don't help God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You cannot help God, but God can help you. So remember to say thank you always and wait upon the Lord and see how he will do in your life. May God bless you so much. I'm very happy. Thank you, Pastor.
Wow. Amen. You see, what I say every time I read that, I say, God makes it permanent. Bible says there was 10 of them. He healed them. He told them, you guys are okay. But then when one comes back, he says to the one that came back, you have been made whole. He has permanentized that. Praise the Lord. God bless you so much. I pray that we learn to say thank you. See, that was a short message that is volumes. Amen. It is heavy. If you haven't thought about it, I invite you to start thinking about it seriously. To start bringing an attitude of gratitude to God every day. Because let me tell you something. like Mom said, even if things are not working, if you wake up with an attitude of gratitude, man, it doesn't matter how your boss is, how nasty he is, you show up and you're thankful in your heart, things will just flow for you. You know, you might think, oh, this is for, why would I be thankful? But then you look back and you're like, wow. Because God starts doing a work in us when we become a thankful people. Amen. You know, I just want to mention this because I can. This, when Mom came back, I was at the house, and then she showed up with this shirt I'm wearing. And she says, well, this is a blessing for you, Pastor. And I realized this morning when I came to church that it says Africa here, but guess what? It's brown and gold. Go Pokes! so we've covered either both ways, amen? Amen. And yesterday we won, by the way, in case you're not updated. We won. We won somehow. Amen. Will you stand up so I pray for you? I didn't talk to Mom about what she was going to come and minister today. I did not talk to Pastor Susan about what she was going to minister today. And as any other shepherd, I am very, very protective of my sheep. So if I allow you to stand on this pulpit and say something, you probably have something in you. Amen. And I bless God because she's really delivered. And I trust her. I trust her ministry and what the Lord is doing. And so you'll keep seeing her. Every time she shows up, I'm going to sit back and be like, hey, take the pulpit. Because I know that she's loaded. I didn't talk to her about what to share this morning. When I came in to type the bulletin today, I wrote a few things there about the storms of life. And I do believe in my heart that this was intentional from God, that God intended for us to hear that if we are going to break free from our circumstances, from our situations that are surrounding us right now, it is going to take an attitude of gratitude. It's going to take us walking outside of that circumstance and situation and just saying, thank you, Lord. You know, I started the bulletin by writing about Abraham. Abraham did not look anything like an Abraham. In fact, I think he was like Daddy-O, you know. He had zero children. And the Lord says, you are a father of many nations. You are Abraham now. And his circumstance, in fact, the only child he had asked him to leave with his mother, send them to the wild. And here he was, the Lord is saying, you know, when you introduce yourself to people, be like, I am the father of many nations. And so Abraham walked around and they would be like, sir, I'm Dan. And you are? I'm Abraham. And people would be like. Sometimes our situation does not look like what God has made us. God says to Abraham, I have made you the father of nations. I have made you the father of nations. When God speaks to us about being thankful, it is because when he looks at our circumstance, he's not looking at where we are. He's looking at where we could be. And the difference is when we grab and grasp onto the word of God and say, I'm going to stand and start saying thank you right now. And as I say thank you, I am healed. As I say thank you, I am restored. As I say thank you, I am redeemed. As I say thank you, I am fed. That scripture that Mom just used, Psalms 103, he says he is the one that redeemeth me. He's the one that heals me of all my diseases. He's the one that gives me life. He is the one. So I'm going to stand here and say my soul, give thanks to God. I want you to just come up here and start giving thanks. If you know that you're in a situation that doesn't look right, just show up here and start giving thanks. And the church, I want to ask you guys to start giving thanks. Somebody give me some music back here so that it's not weird. But I want you to just open your mouth and start giving thanks to God. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. There is no one like you. We give you thanks and honor. We give you glory, my Father, God Almighty. For you are great in every way. You are perfect in every account, my Father, God. We give you thanks. Open your mouth. Start giving thanks. Start thinking about things in your own life. Start thinking about situations in your circumstances in your life right now. And start giving thanks. Give thanks for things that haven't happened yet. Give thanks for things you're believing God for. Give thanks for things that you're waiting on God for. Give thanks to God for the things that He has done. Tell Him you are my Redeemer. You are my Healer. And for that I give you thanks. I want you to just open your mouth. Start giving thanks this morning. Start giving thanks. Open your mouth and give thanks to God, because He's the one who has done it. He's the one who has accomplished it. He's the one who has broken through the barriers of life. He's the one who has broken through our culture, our fear, our anxiety. We give thanks to Him because He's the one who fights your battles. He's the one who gives you victory. He's the one who sets apart and breaks the ocean and separates the seas that we may pass. He's the one who sets us free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for giving us hope. Thank you for giving us victory. Thank you, Jesus, for pulling us from the quicksand and setting us on a rock that is higher than us. Thank you, Jesus, for giving firmness to our feet again. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you. Father, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. There is no one like you this afternoon. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to give thanks to God in this way. I want you to open your mouth and give thanks to God for your family. For your family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for family. Thank you so much, Jehovah Lord Almighty, for the unity that you're bringing in my family, for the salvation you're bringing in my family, for the hope that you're bringing in my family, for the healing and rejuvenation that you're bringing in my family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Abba Father. I want you to thank God because of you. There is nobody else like you. No one. So I want you to just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for me. Thank you, Jesus, for who I am. For who you've created me to be. For who you intention for me to be. Thank you, Jesus, for making me a permanent person in this world to be a world changer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, the Bible says that a person who hears the word and practices it is like a man who looks in the mirror and goes ahead doing these things. But He says, as we look into the law of liberty, we ought to be doers of the word, not only hearers. And so this morning I gave you an opportunity to practice giving thanks. But I pray that this is your lifestyle from today. Remember, I promised you before the service that your life will never be the same again. And so I'm believing God that your life will be a life of thanksgiving. I'm going to say something and then we will just close. See, the Bible says that God creates Adam and He creates everything else. And then the Bible says He tells Ab, he brings all the animals. The Bible says from the ground. And we will talk about this extensively some other time. From the ground, He created all the other crawling things and animals. And then remember, if you read the book of Genesis, it's like God created, God said, let there be. And then God called it something. So He created the light and He called it light. He created the darkness. He separates the light from the dark and He calls them. So He created and then calls, creates and then names, creates and then names. Okay? The Bible says that then He creates from the ground, He creates all the other animals. And then He brings them to Adam and He says, I want you to name them. I want you to be the one to call them. So everything else He created, He had called it. But then He brings it to Adam and He says, I want you to call it. Listen, circumstances come into our lives. And actually the Bible says in Genesis, everything that He called, it came to pass that everything that He gave a name became what He had called it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. He says, everything that Adam gave a name, it became that. Adam had not created. God created, but then he told Adam, I want you to name it. Listen, God has allowed some situations that you didn't create that just showed up in your life. Some circumstances that just show up. Bible says that the Lord brings it and then he watches to see what Adam is going to name it. Because you see, there is power in your tongue. So when circumstances come, name them. With an attitude of gratitude, give them a name. From a place of thanksgiving, give them a name and see them manifest. You call this, they call this an ulcer or a ruptured vein. I call it healed. Because everything that you will call it, it becomes. Everything Adam would give, it becomes. That he said it would be. So today as you go away with an attitude of gratitude, start naming things. Start giving, calling things. Because you have power in that tongue. Because everything you will call will become as you've called it. You're a bitter, painful that sees all the wrongs in the world. That's what you're creating every day. You show up with a thankful heart. That's what it becomes. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this snapshot into your world, which says, thank you is important to me, son. Thank you is important to me, daughter. And today we stand here with thanksgiving in our hearts. Lord, every negativity that we've had in us, we now switch it out with a thankful heart. That we won't forget your benefits. That many times we see the circumstances more than we see the benefits. And we forget your benefits. Today, we choose to say we won't forget the benefits. I choose to say that because I've learned this morning, that I will not forget your benefits. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything that you've done. The things that I overlooked in my life, Father, I repent. I confess before you that there is a lot that you've done that I just zoomed through and thought it was normal. I just want to say thank you. We love you this morning and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. May God bless you.